Kusha Zverev, Adam's son Wando. Kusha Zverev's self-mythological world. Vladislav Kuznetsov, pseudonym Kusha Zverev, is a witty reference to the origins of his work. On one hand, it's a folksy first name that has literary and folkloric associations, and the surname refers to wildness. One of the role models for Zverev's uninhibited paintings and graphic storytelling is a lubok, a Russian folk picture that tells stories using naivist visual language and humorous commentary in verse form. These have often inspired artists, being the motivating force for the absurd, tinged paintings of Russian avant-gardist Mikhail Larionov. Lubki also inspired the Mitki group of artists formed in Leningrad in the 1980s. The members often attended Narva art events, and one of the key figures in the group's self-mythology was a jolly drunkard in a Russian striped sailor shirt named Mityok. We can be pretty sure that Zverev is informed by all of the above-mentioned art phenomena. His works are packed with full-throated, absurd and witty references, and sometimes melancholy, nostalgic subtones crop up. Zverev also created his own mythological cast of characters, where Adam's many sons are grouped in pairs, each one with a character with a positive and negative nature. For example, the brothers Kando and Wando, Yadel and Nedel, are associated with active will or lack thereof. Kando, who gets things done, is holding tools, while Wando, a delicate soul, won't consider physical labor. These little men with stick legs and body, parables of today's people, their doubts and searching in an uncertain world.